Shareholders of AOL Time Warner gathered today in New York City, and they're not happy. The company's share price has fallen dramatically just 1 year after the merger that brought everything from movie studios to Time Magazine to HBO to America Online into the same company. Now, shareholders are asking what's gone wrong with one of the largest corporate mergers of all time. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
When America Online, the scrappy, fast-growing online computer service, engineered a merger with Time Warner, it appeared to many people to mark the ascendancy of the internet economy. Time Warner had a huge media library and cable TV lines that one day could be used to deliver broadband services to consumers. But AOL had marketing savvy and a stock price in the stratosphere. Many analysts at the time figured AOL would dominate the new company. 2 years later, much has changed, says Scott Kessler, internet analyst at Standard & Poor's.
AOL, a few years ago, was perceived as this kind of crown jewel, so to speak. The company coming together, the real two main drivers of growth were perceived to be both the cable business and America Online. At this point, it's perceived right now that America Online is a drag, really, on the company's fundamentals.
The company's stock is down 70%. The drop comes at a time when most of AOL Time Warner's operating units are performing at or above expectations.
Hold out your hand, Frodo. It's quite cool. What can you see?
Movies like The Lord of the Rings have been big hits for the company. But like most media companies, AOL Time Warner has seen a slowdown in advertising revenue since last year. And company officials say the decline has been especially severe at the America Online unit. George Gilbert is co-manager of the Northern Technology Fund, which has sold off AOL Time Warner stock this year. Gilbert says many of AOL's advertisers were dot-coms that failed.
There was a lot of business from companies that were very weak, and given their weakened states, when the contractual terms come off, the level of business drops off sharply from those folks.
AOL Time Warner has had other problems, too. With all its many parts, AOL has an unusually complex management structure. Parts of the company are co-owned by other media titans like AT&T and the Newhouse family. And Scott Kessler of Standard & Poor's says because of the recent accounting scandals at Enron and other companies, many investors are scared of companies they can't understand.
Now people are kind of wondering, is this potentially a company that could in fact be hiding some type of accounting issues, either intentionally or unintentionally? Is the company too big and complicated for someone to understand the real specifics that could drive some of the negative news going forward?
In fact, the company's new chief executive, Richard Parsons, has already promised to simplify the company's management structure. Parsons has called together AOL Time Warner executives for a round of corporate soul searching this weekend. At a cable TV industry conference in New Orleans earlier this month, Parsons acknowledged some of the challenges facing him.
And people are just, at this point in time, they're confused about what the future prospects for AOL are, but we still have faith. The execution issues that remain is how do you get the parts to work in such a way that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
With AOL Time Warner's stock price so low, some critics have even called for America Online to be spun off from the company. With broadband services growing, they say, the future of dial-up online services such as AOL is far from clear. Parsons says he isn't considering that, but he does say the company, which seemed unstoppable when it was created, may have to set more realistic goals for itself, at least for now. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.